Well, Mr. Race is quite anxious for Jane's niece Betty to hurry and make up with her newlywed husband, Carl, before his business partner, Mr. Neff, finds out they're back in town. Mr. Neff is Carl's uncle and is looking forward to Betty and Carl coming to live with him in his big home. This was one of the 2 points over which Betty and Carl have quarreled. The other involves a mink coat. It's after dinner in the living room at the Aces, and we find Mr. Race, Jane, and their friend Marge. Listen.
Now, look, Jane, you're sure Betty said she's willing to compromise?
Yes. Why do you keep asking me that over and over?
I only want to make sure, Jane, because I'm worried. If Mr. Neff finds out that Betty's been here for 3 days and that Carl's been wandering around town without letting his uncle know about this split-up, well, I just shudder to think what will happen.
You know, maybe this is the solution to the whole thing, this compromise Betty's willing to effect. What did she say, Jane?
Well, she said... Again? Honestly, you two, have you been paying attention to what I've been saying?
Yes, but we want to hear it again.
Well, this is the last time. I'll explain it in words of one cylinder. She said to me, I'm willing to meet him halfway.
Yes?
Have you got that? Take your time.
Yes, Jane, we've got it. Betty's willing to meet Carl halfway.
Yes. She said, I'll give up the mink coat if Carl let us go and live in his uncle's home.
She's willing to give in on one point of the argument if he'll give in on the other.
Well, that sounds fair. Only fair? I think it's good.
I mean it's good. Now to make Carl see it that way.
Well, he better if he knows what's best for him and for me.
He will. Just leave it to me.
No, Jane, we're not leaving it to you. I'll handle it from here on out.
Oh, no, dear. I'm going to handle it.
Oh, no, Jane. I'm going to handle it.
Now, wait just a minute, dear.
Oh.
Who started this? Didn't I get Betty to say that she'd give up the mink coat? Didn't I talk myself horse in the face to make her see that she was wrecking everybody's life?
Yes, Jane, for all of which I sincerely thank you. But from now on out, I'll handle the 2 kids.
Oh, no, dear. From now on,
wait just a minute, you two, before this develops into something serious. Let me say that I'm going to handle it. I'll do all the talking, and you two just sit back and watch me.
Okay with me.
Well, it's not okay with me. I started this.
And Marge is going to finish it.
Yes, and Marge... No, I'm going to finish it.
Oh, you better let me, Jane. These two hot-headed kids need some expert handling.
Well, I can do it. Didn't I handle Betty today?
Look, Jane, we'll put it to a vote. How's that?
All right, we will. All in favor of me, raise their hands. I'll count them. One. Am I the only one?
It looks that way, Jane.
All right, one for me. Now, all in favor of Marge, raise their hands. One, two.
That's 2-1. Now, you go and sit back and relax. Now, Marge, I'll...
Just a minute. That's not fair.
You do it, Jane. Now, I'll be a good loser. You just let me get these kids together, and I promise you I'll do a good job.
You better, Marge, because this is getting serious. I had one close shave today. I don't want another.
Well, what happened?
Well, Mr. Neff came into the office this morning, and he's a changed man. You ought to see him. He actually smiles. He was almost beaming.
Oh, I can't believe that.
Yeah. Says he's decided to start enjoying life. Says he's looking forward to the 2 kids coming back from their honeymoon and moving in with him. Well, after I got over the surprise of the change in him, he sprang the real surprise on me. Said he was having the upper floors of his home repainted, and he wasn't able to sleep there for the smell of paint, and could we take him in here for a day or so?
What?
Yes, he wanted to take Betty's room.
Well, what did you say? How'd you get out of that?
Well, it was a photo finish. I thought very quickly and told him we were having Betty's room repainted, too, and that...
Oh, is that what you were talking about when I called you this morning?
Yes, Jane. That was it.
I thought I heard somebody talking about painting. I thought it was somebody else on the line.
Well, what happened?
And I kept trying to tell him about Betty, and he kept saying, how's the paint coming along?
I'll bet that was an interesting conversation.
Well, I never want to go through another 5 minutes like those, but I had to do something to stall the old guy off. We're involved in this thing so deeply now, we've got to get those kids on good terms again. Neff will pull out of the business if he finds out I knew about this and didn't tell him.
Well, you just leave it to me.
And it's got to be done right away, Mom. Because he expects them back in town next week.
Well, it's up to Carl. Betty's consented to give up the coat if he'll give in on the other point.
You sure she said that, Jane?
Yes, she said. Are you starting that again?
Well,
just a minute. Now I'll call her. Betty! Now you just wait and
see. Yeah, that's an idea. Let's ask Betty.
Honestly, the way some people act around here, I must be an echo the way nobody hears what I'm saying. Betty! Betty, come here a minute.
I just want to make sure nothing goes wrong.
Here she comes. Now, you ask her, and I won't say a word.
Did you call me?
Yes, come in here a minute. Come on, nobody's here yet. Now, after.
What did you say to your uncle?
Oh, now, just a minute, Mr. Ace. I'm handling this. You remember?
All right. Go ahead.
Betty, are you willing to try for a compromise on this ridiculous quarrel between you and Carl?
You can leave out the adjectives, Marge.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm willing to meet him halfway. Not so much for my own sake as for my aunt and uncle. And Jane showed me that this might have a disastrous effect on my uncle's business. And since all anybody around here thinks about is their own selfish selves...
You can leave out the adjectives.
I might as well go through with it. I'm willing to give up the coat if my husband... Well, if Carl's willing for us to move in with his uncle.
That's what I wanted to hear you say.
There, now, what did I tell you?
You were right, then.
Well, I don't like to be one of those I'll say so's, but I guess I know what I hear when I hear it.
Yeah, Jane, and I'm sorry.
Well, I should hope you would, Betty.
Oh, there he is now.
Now, wait a minute, Betty. Where are you going?
You can call me when you're ready.
You stay right here.
But you can give him the message, can't you? If he agrees, let me know. If he doesn't, then it'll save me the bother of having to be humiliated any more than I am.
I think you'd better be right here, Betty.
I'll let him in.
Yes, you go ahead, Jane.
But I don't see why I have to be dragged through this. I think I've done more than my share by even consenting to a compromise.
Oh, now, don't be stubborn. Sit down.
Well, Carl, of all people, come in.
Hello.
Come in. We're just talking about you. How are you, Carl?
Awful, thank you.
That's good. Come in. Here's Carl, dear.
Yeah, hello, Carl.
Good evening.
Well, hello.
Hello, Marge.
Daddy, this is Mr. Knapp. Mr. Knapp, this is Mrs. Knapp.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, that's more like it. Take off your coat, Carl.
No, thanks. I can't stay long.
You can't stay long? Why, Carl, we're trying to compromise you. You have to.
Jane, remember our agreement.
What agreement?
You know.
Well, we didn't say anything about Carl not taking off his coat.
Jane, will you stay out of it? Sit down, Carl.
Yo, I prefer to stand.
Maybe he has something more important to do. We better not take up any of his time.
I can spare a few minutes, Mr. Ace.
Well, thanks. That's what
Of course, this is nothing.
Now, just a minute. I'm handling this, and I'm going to take charge right now. You can sit or stand or take off your coat or keep it on. Now, here's the proposition. Your wife has a compromise to offer.
Yes?
Yes. The two main points of this very, very sad split-up, as I understand it, are first... the fact that Betty took the money your uncle gave her as a wedding present and bought herself a mink coat. You think that as long as you can't afford mink coats, she shouldn't have one, right?
Absolutely.
Second, your uncle wants you and your wife to come and live with him in the big home where he lives alone. You refuse, right?
Absolutely.
You're just as emphatic about one as the other.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Isn't he monotonous?
Well, that's fine. Then if Betty is willing to give up one, will you give up the other?
How is that again?
I say, if Betty's willing to sacrifice one, will you sacrifice the other?
Which one is she willing to sacrifice?
Well, she'll give up the mink coat if you'll give up the idea of...
But Carl, if
she can have the mink coat if she'll give up the idea of moving in and sponging off my uncle.
If he uses that word sponging again, I'll leave this room.
Oh, he won't, Betty. Don't go. He doesn't want you to say sponging, Carl.
Well, ask her what word she has for it.
What word have you got for it, Betty?
I've got a word for him.
He's got a word for you.
I don't care to hear it.
He doesn't care to hear it. Well, I'd like to. What is it?
One word is stubborn.
The word is stubborn.
And my word is still sponging.
His word
is stubborn. Well, that's all I wanted to hear.
Betty, you come back here. Come back here.
Let go of me.
I will not. Now listen, you two stubborn kids. And stubborn goes for you, too, Betty. Just as much as it does for Carl.
I have nothing more to say. He turned down my offer.
Now, if you'll just stand still a minute, we'll get to the bottom of this.
Isn't it exciting?
Jane, will you please stay out of it?
Oh, hush, you too. I've got my hands full as it is. Carl.
It's no use, Marge. I will not consent to move in with my uncle.
But your uncle's looking forward to it. He told Mr. A. so this morning. It's the big thing in his life.
She should never have consented to it. She didn't even tell me he wrote her about it. She did the whole thing behind my back. Then she thought she'd wheedle me into it. When she married me, she was willing enough to start in a little apartment somewhere and make her go things by herself. She had me believing it, too. I didn't know then she married me for my uncle's money.
That settles it. I'm through.
Now, wait a minute, Betty.
Oh, Betty, he didn't mean it. He's just mad. You have to take what he says with a grain of sugar.
You didn't mean it, did you, Carl?
Jane, let me do the talking.
Well, you're not doing a very good job of it, Marge, with Betty wanting to run out and Carl saying things like that. You better let me.
Oh, Jane, will you please
Carl. Betty says she'll send back the coat. Can't you say you'll move in with Mr. Nell?
I will not.
Now, do you think that's fair? And besides, how would it look if you lived in some little one-room apartment and Betty wearing a mink coat?
Well, by the same token, how's it going to look with Betty wearing the kind of a coat I can afford and living in a mansion like my uncle's?
Oh, you got me there.
Well, you did a fine job of that.
Well, it doesn't come out right, dear. I never thought of it that
well,
way.
Well, we don't seem to be getting anywhere here, so if nobody has any objections, I'll be going.
I'm sure nobody has.
Now, come back here, Carl.
I have nothing more to say. You've heard my proposition.
But you heard what we said. Your uncle's looking forward to this. I had a long talk with him today. He's so pleased about this whole thing. You can't disappoint the old gent that way.
I still say that my wife should take what I can offer. If she isn't satisfied, too, that's another thing.
It isn't a matter of being satisfied. I don't see what harm's done if you live in that big home or an apartment.
I can't afford that big home. I didn't tell her I could before we were married. It was definitely understood we'd make a go of things on our own.
But your uncle wants you to live there. He even told me he's having the whole place redecorated for you, too.
Not for me, he's not.
Well, now, Carl, you can't expect Betty to live there alone, can you?
Why not? That's an idea.
I never want to see him again.
There you are. That's your answer. She married me so she could inherit my uncle's wealth. Well, she's welcome.
Oh, she didn't mean that.
My uncle wants her to come and live there, doesn't he? Okay, I have nothing more to say.
Wait a minute, Carl.
Good night.
You're not going like this. Come back here. We can straighten this out.
There's nothing more to say except to offer my congratulations. Congratulations, Mrs. Knapp. You're an heiress.
Heiress? Why, Carl, why didn't you tell us? Boy or girl?
Oh.
Well, congratulations, everybody.
Well, the compromise didn't take. The best-laid plans of Mice and Jane often go astray. But Jane concocts a new plan, as we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.